some things that we have done over the past 30 years. We've held at least five full-time staff positions with benefits, which is something I feel very proud about, that we bring $300,000 per year of state and federal money into Sitka, and that we, in the last 6 years, have brought in over $700,000 of state and federal capital grant money that we have spent with a dozen Sitka contractors and subcontractors. So participating in as much economic benefit as we can to Sitka is important to us, and we intend to continue to do that. We have received grants from state and federal organizations, but also some local organizations, and of course local businesses and members. But we also received grants that I'd like to acknowledge from the White Elephant and the Sitka Women's Club. And thank you to those organizations for helping us out with the renovations, which are well nigh complete at the end of Lincoln Street at the Cable House, the historic Cable House. So we'll be celebrating the renovations as well. We've developed emergency capacity, including generators, so that we can broadcast during power outages, and we're developing an emergency plan so that we can help the local emergency planning committee and the city at large when emergencies do strike. We've developed a website that leads the state in its functionality, including full-text news stories. And I just want to mention, whenever you hear about a story or see a story or hear it on the air, that you can go read it online at kciw.org, and you can send those stories to any friends or family or business associates. So keep that in mind as a tool that you can use. Those stories are permanently archived online. And we also have developed a community calendar that everybody is using, and I encourage you to check the community calendar when you're planning events and to find out what you're going to do. Another great new development. And we intend to celebrate our continued capacity to share our stories as Sitkans with each other on the radio and online, and we're going to celebrate this coming week the fact that we've been doing that for 30 years, and we intend to keep doing it forever.